You know, Friday, I think we finally found your look.
We wouldn't tolerate that because that's inaccurate information. That's what 522 provides us. Inaccurate, incomplete, and inconsistent information.
The reason that Dana has dodged your question is because there is no form of labeling. There is no
that
type
is
of labeling that the opponents
you are
of labeling
wrong,
will accept.
And you know that's
you just
not
asked.
True.
You were just asked what kind of labeling
our
you would accept.
Our coalition came together
you
for one issue only, and that was to defeat 522.
As you have
we
in every
have
state,
a,
opposed
we have
every instance
a broad
of labeling.
Hold on, coalition I wanna, with differing views okay. on what kind of label it be. That it ought to be accurate, 522 fails.
Well, right now, we've asked all of our contractors to look at their teams on the ground and bring in their absolute A team. And I am confident that that is happening every day. Well, we also, the Presidential
the
Innovation
contractors
Fellows,
didn't do such a great job so far.
Well,
why didn't they bring their A team in the first place?
I can't tell you
why are we saying 3 weeks now, bring your A team into this whole equation?
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
It's Friday.
Yeah. How many folks got signed up on the Obamacare? You got it right with you? Are you okay? Good.
Friday. Healthcare.gov has been plagued by glitches.
Littered with glitches.
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 Snafu.
The bugs, the kinks, whatever you want to call this.
This has produced some unintentionally amusing moments.
The president said yesterday that if it's taking too long and you're having trouble, you can bypass the website and enroll by mail. See, only the federal government could come up with a website that's slower than sending something by mail. Isn't that amazing?
This has produced some unintentionally amusing moments.
Some pundits are comparing President Obama pushing Obamacare to a late-night pitch man on an infomercial. Yeah. In which comment, Obama said that's not true, but don't take my word for it. Just ask some of these satisfied customers.
Friday.
There's a lot of frustration, obviously, in the country, and no one probably knows this better than you and the president. Did you ever talk about resigning to the president?
What I talked about is doing the job that I came here to do. This is the most important work I've ever done in my life, delivering on an historic act.
The majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for and who do not want this program to work in the first place.
Thank God it's Friday.
Harry Reid was asked by reporters, hey, would you agree to Medicare and Social Security spending reforms in exchange for the Republicans lifting the sequester, at least temporarily? Here's what he had to say.
Listen, we're willing, the president has stuck his neck way out. He's willing to do a lot of stuff with spending. But there has to be some reciprocity here.
Wait a minute. Before I go any further, since Harry Reid says, listen, the president stuck his neck out on spending, how has he done that? Where has he done that? I haven't seen him stick his neck out. But let's continue hearing from the beleaguered Mr. Reid.
And once the Republicans decide that they're going to let, because keep in mind also that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The rich know that. The rich are willing to pay more. They're not the ones out here saying, please don't tax me. But the only people who feel there shouldn't be more coming into the federal government from the rich people are the Republicans in the Congress. Everybody else, including rich people, are willing to pay more. They want to pay more. So, yeah, but we're going to have mainstream Republicans step up again. When you have people like John Taft.
Okay. So you've got the mainstream Republican position is now to raise taxes. First of all, how does that help an economy? You don't help an economy by raising taxes. You help an economy by making it less expensive to create a job or maintain a job. You hold the line on taxes. You hold the line on spending. This is of which Harry Reid has no interest really in doing either. But so it just gives you an idea of who is fundamentally out of touch with this country and more important, with what it takes to get an economy going again.